Everything felt fake, sister of fallen Marine says Biden didn't look her in the eye during meeting. By Joshua Kaplan on September 6, 2021. Appearing Monday on Newsmax's Wake Up America, Cheyenne McCollum, the sister of U.S. Marine Riley McCollum, who was killed recently in an ISIS-led terror attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, said everything felt fake about President Joe Biden's in-person apology for her brother's death. Watch from 1 o'clock. A transcript is as follows. Rob Finnerty, your father and your sister chose not to meet President Biden at the dignified transfer, but you did alongside Riley's widow, who is pregnant. Tell us about that. Cheyenne McCollum, I wouldn't say I necessarily stayed to meet him. I stayed to support Riley's wife because I didn't want her to sit alone and she wanted the chance to look him in the eye, so I sat beside her to do that as well. I stayed and when he came up to us, about 15 seconds and I had to walk away. It was so insincere. He didn't look us in the eye, he gave her a pat on the knee and said, I know what you're going through, I lost my son. He didn't lose his son serving. Finnerty, what else did he say in that interaction and how long did it last? McCollum, maybe 3 minutes. He just said, there's nothing I can say and would go back to talking about his son. I don't even think he knows Riley's name to be honest. I think he should know every single name of every soldier we lost. But he didn't know or say anything personal. Finnerty, did you feel like he was being stage managed as he was being taken from family to family? McCollum, yeah, everything felt fake if I'm being honest.